Dane County Jail isn't the only one in the state that makes money by contracting with Inmate Calling Solutions, a phone service that charges prisoners and their families 50 cents a minute or more to talk to each other. In fact, it's a common practice nationwide. But backers of the proposed ordinance say it's a racist and unfair way to raise county revenues. Linda Ketchum is the director of Madison Urban Ministries that provides assistance to offenders and their families.
We just don't think it's ethically or morally right to make excess profits off of people who are incarcerated, who are some of the most vulnerable people and their families in our community.
Ketchum says the racism comes in because Dane County Jail has the highest proportion of African American prisoners in the state. Last year, the county made more than $800,000 in profits from its inmate phone contract. Some families spend more than $50 a week to keep in touch with their jailed relatives.
And that money doesn't go to the sheriff's budget for services. So you can't even argue that it helps the inmates. It goes into the general fund to help plug holes in the budget.
But those budget holes do have to be plugged, and jail administrators aren't convinced there are any viable ways to do that. Still, Ketchum says the current phone contract runs for another 2 years, giving the county time to come up with a better way to raise revenues than on the backs of poor inmates and their families. The proposed ordinance is modeled on a New York state law passed this year that requires state prisons to keep inmate phone costs as low as possible. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.